There are two offices in the Bay Area and in Sacramento. Please know that in this time of transition, you are in our prayers, as all of the congregations of the Synod are, but congregations in times of transition are in our special prayers and ongoing wonderings and dreams with you. So it is really a joy to be with you during this time. This is the text for the Sunday that immediately follows Easter Sunday. Every year, we get Thomas doubting. And we get the disciples locked in the room. But as I was preparing for today, I was struck again and again as I was reading and rereading the text, and was actually struck on Good Friday about how much I cringe when I read the beginning of this passage. And reading the Gospel, the Passion according to John, so the Passion of Jesus that's recorded in the book of John, I cringe often. And I cringe because in today's gospel it lays out that the disciples were locked away in a room for fear of the Jews. And as I was sitting at St. John's Lutheran Church in Midtown in Sacramento on Good Friday, and I heard the Passion being read every time the Jews were blamed for Jesus' arrest and crucifixion, I cringed. And usually, on a Sunday like today, I would, when I read the gospel, would maybe change the Jews to the temple authorities, because that really grasps the idea of what was going on at the time. And you would read the Jews, but I would say out loud the temple authorities, because in my heart, I know that that's what's going on. Then yesterday, there was a shooting at a synagogue in Southern California. And again, someone walked into a house of worship and took the lives and injured beloved children of God. And once again, a house of worship was invaded and made not safe. And it's happened across religious and denominational lines, and so we don't get to claim any ownership of victim or perpetrator, and every faith tradition on this planet has to deal with this. But we can't pretend that the Christian tradition doesn't have some history, some pretty fraught history, of how we have dealt with the Jewish people. It used to be that Easter and Good Friday were the times when Jews in villages would hide, because they knew that that's when people would come for those who killed Jesus. The Christians would hunt them down and would perpetrate violence on them. We have history that we have to recognize and admit to and reckon with. And as Lutheran Christians, we have some reckoning to do of our own with what Martin Luther had to write about the Jews. Now, I can tell you that scholars really believe that later in life he became embittered and he wrote a lot of hateful things about a lot of people, because he really thought that everyone across religious lines and faith lines would see the wisdom of the gospel that he had uncovered in his heart and the Holy Spirit had brought to him and he had revealed. He really thought everyone, Jews and Muslims and Catholics and atheists and Anabaptists, that everyone would come to understand the justification by grace through faith was the way to God, freely given for all, and was not happy at the end of his life when people resisted. But those writings that he wrote were used throughout German history and in World War II, and by people now who believe that Jews are less than. And so we have to recognize before a document came out repudiating what Luther had to write that was so hateful toward the Jewish people and the Jewish faith. And yet, yesterday I was walking through Midtown Sacramento, and I was walking by St. John's Lutheran Church, which, if you know Midtown, is on a main drag, and there's lots of coffee shops and drinking establishments, so there's lots of people, especially on beautiful weekdays and weekends. And as I was walking on the sidewalk, in chalk was written, Martin Luther hated the Jews, right in front of St. John's Lutheran Church. And what I wanted to do was go up to my apartment and get a piece of chalk and say, yes, I am. But you can't get into an argument with someone on a sidewalk. And so I had to think to myself, yes, and. And that when we don't talk about it, people don't know the stance that we take. And so we have to stand in places like this and say, we repudiate that. And we repudiate the way that the words that have been written long ago in the Gospel of John have been used against our siblings in the Jewish faith and tradition. And Jesus would repudiate it because, let's be clear, those people that were locked in the room for fear of the Jews were Jews. Right? They were Jews. They were Jewish. They were afraid, though, because this Jewish rabbi that they had followed that was preaching and teaching this very different understanding of how the kingdom of God would be was threatening and scared of people in power and authority and worried them to the extent that he was, in fact, executed for that. And so his followers, understandably, were afraid. And if someone you were closely connected to and publicly people knew that you were a disciple of, if that person had been publicly executed, I probably would have been in that room, let's be clear, or another room, because that didn't look enjoyable, that Good Friday. It's not really kind of how I want to end. And so they were afraid, and they were in a room, and Jesus came to them and said, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And that peace that passes all understanding, it's part of our language of people of faith and liturgical and biblical language, that peace that passes all understanding. And Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit on them, and the Holy Spirit broke open their hearts, and the peace that Christ shared and modeled and lived opened them up to a different way of being in the world that wasn't ruled by fear. Because that's what this violence, I really believe, is rooted in. It's rooted in fear. It's rooted in anger, and it's rooted in misunderstanding, and it's rooted in some really warped interpretations of scripture sometimes, but understandings of how God is at work in the world and one's privilege over and above others. But it's also rooted in fear. And if the other, whoever they are allowed to exist freely, then my life is diminished somehow. And Jesus walks into those spaces and says, peace be with you. In the still quiet of our heart, when we sit alone with the Spirit and with Jesus, we all have those spaces. We all have deep fear. The problem comes when we can't talk about them, when we can't admit them even to God, that I am afraid of. I am afraid if this happens, I will lose this. I'm afraid. one of the lines you get in liturgical books, and pastors and deacons and worship leaders will have this quick little thing about sharing the peace of Christ. It's not a time to chat and say hello and catch up on you. It's to share that peace that passes all understanding. And one of the reasons we do it before we share at communion, I have heard it explained this way, is that when we have resentments, and when we, I would also say, have those deep secret rooms that we are trying to keep locked even away from Jesus, our hands are like this. And we're trying to keep things shut and closed in, and you can't come to the table and receive the body and blood of Christ with open hands.